Sean Haney here with RealAgriculture.com and Real Ag Radio on Rural Radio 147. In the last week, we had a number of conversations asking people in the industry, farmers, ranchers, and the like, you know, who would be a really good celebrity endorser of our industry? And where all of this started was a conversation going back over a week ago when I was talking to the Farm Babe in our Real Ag Live show. And we were talking about, you know, trying to promote the industry and trying to connect with consumers. And she said, we need a celebrity. And so then we kind of, it created this whole week of asking people questions in terms of who would be a good celebrity endorser for our industry. You know, somebody to really lead the charge and be an influencer and really connecting with some people that aren't necessarily in our agricultural bubble and vortex on a daily basis and really don't understand what we're doing. Right? And all of the good things that we're doing. A lot of times in the news, agriculture is really portrayed in a real negative sort of way. But we know that this is not the truth. This is not accurate on some of the things that we're doing, especially when it comes to sustainability and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. We have a great story to tell. So who is the person, the celebrity that should really be leading the charge and being our celebrity endorser for Canadian agriculture? Here's what the Farm Babe and I discussed.
Okay, let's talk about being proactive. Kara's got a good comment question here. She's watching on Facebook. How can we educate before companies have to get in the situation of having to redo an ad? How do we become more proactive so that before that first commercial even gets launched,
they're
educated on the right stuff?
Yeah, it's funny. I actually just delivered a virtual keynote speech last night. I brought up this very topic of remember how cool milk was back in the 90s. And I don't know if how it was in Canada, but here in the U.S., we had every celebrity under the sun. I mean, you had every athlete, you had every supermodel, every pro athlete, you know, making milk was cool. You had Got Milk with the milk mustache campaign. And I remember being a kid in the 90s going, wow, like Cindy Crawford is telling me that she's that beautiful and tall and healthy because she drinks milk. Like, I want to drink milk. And there's a way to make ag cool, but we've got to be able to involve these, like, can we get a Kardashian on a farm already? You know what I mean? Like, I say it half joking, but it's true. You know what I mean? Like, celebrities have influence. So I would say doing more things like that. You know, we have to wonder where the budget for agricultural marketing is going. And, you know, is there a way to better utilize that to kind of get back to where we used to be and being more proactive?
So now that we've heard that conversation, let's hear from some of the farmers that we talked to this week. And I asked them off the cuff, without even prompting them, who do you think should be the celebrity endorser for agriculture? Here's what they had to say.
Okay, let's start off the Farmer Rapid Fire this week on the East Coast. We are talking to Ryan Barrett. He's in PEI. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, good, Sean. How are you?
Doing good. Okay, we're asking everybody today on the Farm Rapid Fire one common question across the entire country. This week's question is, if we could choose one celebrity to endorse the industry of agriculture, who do you think would be the celebrity choice?
Oh, dear. That's a tough question. You know who a lot of people seem to really like these days is Ryan Reynolds. he built a gin empire up out of nothing, and then sold it again for a lot of money. So maybe he's a guy we should get into marketing. But good Canadian kid, look good on TV. So yeah, maybe Ryan Reynolds.
And he's played a superhero in a movie. So. Hey,
exactly.
You can't go wrong. Hey, really appreciate it, Ryan. All the best and cheers to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Let's continue our Farmer Rapid Fire. We are now going to dip into Ontario. Up next, it is Mark Houston of Thamesville. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Sean?
Pretty good. Hey, Mark, we've been asking all of our farmers this week a common question. This week's question is, if agriculture could have one celebrity endorser, one celebrity to kind of lead the charge in our promotion and trying to really make those connections with some of our consumers out there, who do you think that celebrity endorser should be?
Ooh, and what are they going to be endorsing? Because I think depending on who you're targeting, it becomes a different conversation. If you're aiming for science, like a Bill Gates to me would be a really great champion if you could kind of get him to go down that. But he's not going to touch your social media people like a Kim Kardashian or one of those type of people would. So I think it all depends on what you're aiming for. So I take it if I'm trying to hit Instagram, I want Kim Kardashian. If I'm trying to talk to people and have kind of a meaningful conversation, I kind of like Bill Gates.
There you go. Hey, great stuff. That's perfect. Yeah, no, exactly. I think you're thinking about it the exact right way on what the message is and who you're trying to connect with. It's very, very good comments. Mark, appreciate it a lot, and we'll talk to you again soon.
As always, it's been a pleasure, Sean. Thanks.
And we take the Farmer Rapid Fire into Manitoba. We're talking to Randy Court of Plumas, Manitoba. Hey, Randy, how are you?
Oh, doing great. Thank you, Sean.
Okay, we're asking all the farmers this week a common question. This week's question is, if agriculture could have one celebrity endorser, who do you think it should be? Which celebrity?
Oh, that's a good one, Sean. You said it was going to be an easy question, but that one's not easy. We're going to go with, I like to see one of our political leaders step forward and endorse agriculture and saying it is essential to the economy of Canada, and we're going to make sure it does well.
And mean it.
Yes. Yes, actually, yeah, 100%, Sean. It has to be that, you know, we all forget where our food comes from, and even us as farmers and our kids, you know, we're producing grain and it's going away in trains and everything else, but then they go to the grocery store and buy their food. It's a reality that people have to be reminded of.
Do you think it was the young politician, retired politician? Like, do we pull like Paul Martin out of the woodwork or a Brian Mulroney or are you thinking?
No, it has to be somebody new and upcoming.
Oh.
We're not going to go into down those days of past politicians because, yeah, their words are mean a lot. But if somebody on, you know, we're talking about this new green agenda and the green economy, definitely agriculture should be part of that discussion.
Hey, Randy, really appreciate it. And have yourself a great rest of your fall. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Sean. Have a good day.
So far here on Real Ag Radio's Farmer Rapid Fire, we have heard from Prince Edward Island. We've heard from Ontario as well as Manitoba. It's now time to go into Saskatchewan. And up next on the Farmer Rapid Fire, it is Jeff Bennett of Dodsland, Saskatchewan. If we could choose one celebrity endorser for the industry of agriculture to pitch how awesome we are, who would that celebrity be?
Do they have to think this way initially, or can this make them change their mind?
Oh, totally. We'll money talks, man, in the world of endorsements. We'll just conform them.
Let's go off the cuff here. Let's say Justin Trudeau.
Well,
boom.
There's a different take, and yeah, huh? Get the hair
let's
and the under, socks.
Let's undermine everything.
Yeah, that would really, really be an interesting pitch to him, wouldn't it be?
There's no pitch. He has to do it.
Yeah. Okay. I think we can go with that too, for sure. Okay, we'll keep that one in mind. That's pretty good. I like the creativity. That's pretty good. Hey, Jeff. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
Thanks, Sean.
And we take the Farmer Rapid Fire into Alberta. We're talking to Jason James of Drumheller. Hey, Jason, how's it going?
It's going excellent.
Hey, Jay, yeah. We're asking all of our farmers this week a common question. This week's question is, if agriculture could choose one celebrity endorser to represent our industry and sell all the great things that we do, who do you think that celebrity should be?
Holy smokes. That is a tough question. I've never even thought about that. You know what? I can't answer that. And I think that celebrity is you.
No.
You know, you're out there, you're visible, you're selling agriculture to everybody. And I think you would do an excellent job. And who knows better than you what's going on in the world?
People
with
consumers...
agriculture, it's unreal, Sean, the stuff that you write about. If I could only retain part of what you, the people that you talk to and the information that you portray to everybody, I'd be a super smart person.
That's very kind of you. But don't you think consumers would be like, who the heck's this guy?
Oh, I think you're, I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. Okay. There's a ton of people that know what you're doing out there, and you're doing a great job. And it's nice. It's it keeps the rest of us informed. You know what?
Appreciate the kind words, Jay. It means a lot. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. That is Jason James of Drumheller. Hey, Jay, we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep. Talk to you later, Sean. Thank you.
And we take the Farmer Rapid Fire into Kelowna, BC. We're talking to Taylor Sebastian. Hey, Taylor, how are you?
Everything's good here. Everything's good. Sun is shining.
Beauty. If agriculture could have one celebrity endorser to represent the industry and sell it, who do you think that should be?
You know, I played hockey years ago, and that was my thing. Maybe Steve Yzerman, you know, he's continued on. He's been a big success in the front office as well as when he was on the ice. That's always nice. I'm thinking diversity, you know. He's a solid guy from what I understand. I've never met him or anything.
Stevie Y. Can't go wrong with that at all. Cool.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Taylor, really appreciate it, man. All the best to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Sean, it's JB Moffitt. I'm from here in Ontario, southwestern Ontario, and just wanted to make a comment about who I think our celebrity spokesperson should be. I work both in the ag industry, plus I'm also a small hobby farmer, cash crop farmer in Ontario here. Yeah, I definitely think we need Joe Carter. Joe Carter needs to be our spokesperson, because that nothing speaks more about Canada than the Jays and winning the World Series back in 93. So that's just my two cents on that. So thanks for your show, and really, really enjoy listening every day. So thanks.
Well, as you heard there, quite the variety all over the map in terms of who should be our celebrity endorser for our industry. And of course, you know, I got some feedback on Real Ag Radio this week. One farmer said, you know, I detest celebrity endorsements. I don't want any celebrity endorsing our industry. Well, there's that side of the equation as well. If you have a thought on who you think it should be, I'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email, shaney@realagriculture.com, or on Twitter or Instagram. The handle there is @realagriculture, or you can call the Real Ag listener line. It is 855-776-6147. As always, thank you so much for getting real and getting connected with Real Agriculture.